are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 37 is Run Pepe Le Pew's on the Loose. I repeat, Run Pepe Le Pew's on the Loose. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the New Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 36, in fifth place with 5,015 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 5,535 points is Tin Man. In third place with 6,080 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. And second place with 6,100 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. And first place with 6,725 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in Hour 36. Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 25 points. And once again, here are the question point values for the questions of Hour 36. Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 15 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points, and question 8 is worth 25 points. Hour 38, question 1. What are you having for breakfast? Not all cereals are created equal. After opening a box of cereal, you need to use the seal tab to close it. Just trying to help you keep your cereal fresh. The seal tab on the top of a certain cereal box has the phrase, "Lift up and be uplifted," printed on it. What is the brand and registered product name of the cereal which has this printed on the tab? Once again, Hour 38, question number 1. What are you having for breakfast? Not all cereals are created equal. After opening a box of cereal, you need to use the seal tab to close it. Just trying to help you keep your cereal fresh. The seal tab on the top of a certain cereal box has the phrase, "Lift up and be uplifted," printed on it. What is the brand and registered product name of the cereal which has this printed on the tab? Good luck, trivia players.
Break your mama's back. And we are working on question one of hour 38. What are you having for breakfast? Not all cereal boxes are created equal. After opening a box of cereal, you need to use the seal tab to close it. Just trying to help you keep your cereal fresh, geez. The seal tab on the top of a certain cereal box has this phrase, "Lift up and be uplifted," printed on it. What is the brand and registered product name of this cereal which has this printed on the tab? Good luck. Phones down, phones down, folks. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question one of hour 38. What are you having for breakfast? Not all cereal boxes are created equal. After opening a box of cereal, you need to use the seal tab to close it. Just trying to help you keep your cereal fresh. The seal tab on the top of a certain cereal box has the phrase, "Lift up and be uplifted," printed on it. What is the brand and registered product name of the cereal which has this printed on the tab? The answer of question one of hour 38 is Bare Naked Fit. Once again, the answer to question one of hour 38 is Bare Naked Fit. Moving on to question two of hour 38. It's surprising what will happen in the cereal aisle at your grocery store. A big screen character wearing a white snake t-shirt under a long sleeve flannel shirt while in the cereal aisle walking away from an attractive woman who invited him to her place for a get together exclaims, "I'm back," and kicks the grocery cart of a female shopper. What is the nickname of this character? Once again, question two of hour 38. It's surprising what will happen in the cereal aisle at your grocery store. A big screen character wearing a white snake t-shirt under a long sleeve flannel shirt while in the cereal aisle walking away from an attractive woman who invited him to her place for a get-together exclaims, "I'm back," and kicks the grocery cart of a female shopper. What is the nickname of this character?
Looking at the world through the sunset in my eyes. sky and fixing chickens call. Animal carpet wall to wall. American made is 5 foot tall. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. To get away and see what we could find. Hope the days that fly ahead bring us back to where they led. Listen up to what they said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board. Just to take you there, I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth, and I'll blow a trumpet in the air. Charlie Cobra's in the square. Strike your leathers, we can wear at home. Oh, let me hear you now. Would you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express?
And we are working on question 2 of our 38. It's surprising what will happen in the cereal aisle at your grocery store. A big screen character wearing a white snake t-shirt under a long sleeve flannel shirt while in the cereal aisle walking away from an attractive woman who invited him to her place for a get together exclaims, "I'm back!" and kicks the grocery cart of a female shopper. What is the nickname of this character?
Without sleeping, watching till the morning comes creeping. Green, there's an old piano and they play it hot behind the green door. Don't know what they're doing, but they laugh a lot behind the green door. Wish they let me in so I could find out what's behind the green door. Not once tried to tell them I've been there. Door slammed, hospitality's thin there. Wonder just what's going on in there. When I said Joe sent me, someone laughed out loud behind the green door. All I want to do is join the happy crowd behind the green door.
Phones down. That is the end of question number 2 of our 38. It's surprising what will happen in the cereal aisle at your grocery store. A big screen character wearing a white snake t-shirt under a long sleeve flannel shirt while in the cereal aisle walking away from an attractive woman who invited him to her place for a get together exclaims, "I'm back!" and kicks the grocery cart of a female shopper. What is the nickname of this character? That nickname is The Tank. Once again, the answer to question number two of hour 38 is the tank. Moving on to question number three. It's time, once again, to get out your copy of New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 18. What is the name of the product which is promoted in the print ad which involves this picture? Once again, question three of hour 38. It's time, once again, to get out your copy of the... And turn to picture number 18. What is the name of the product which is promoted in the print ad which includes this picture? Good luck.
Oh, do you remember the first time you started the day?
Question number three of hour 38. It's time once again to get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 18. What is the name of the product which is promoted in the print ad which includes this picture? Good luck! those phones down, phones down in the back. That is the end of question three of hour 38. It's time once again to get out your copy of the New Trivia Times and turn to picture number 18. What is the name of the product which is promoted in the print ad which includes this picture? The answer to question number three of hour 38 is Wheaties. Once again, the answer to question number three of hour 38 is Wheaties. Moving on to question number four of hour 38. What is the name of the breakfast pastry which in print advertising is shown hiding in what is named as the worst hiding spot ever? Once again, question four of hour 38. What is the name of the breakfast pastry which in print advertising is shown hiding in what is named as the worst hiding spot ever? Good luck. And we are working on question four of hour 38. What is the name of the breakfast pastry which, in print advertising, is shown hiding in what is named as the worst hiding spot ever? Good luck.
Take his hand, and don't you worry about me. I'm blue.
Phones down. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question four of hour 38. What is the name of the breakfast pastry in which, in print advertising, is shown hiding is in what is named as the worst hiding spot ever? The answer to question four of hour 38 is Pop-Tarts. Once again, the answer to question four of hour 38 is Pop-Tarts.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
And moving on to question five of hour 38. A breakfast cereal warns readers in print advertising to watch what you eat. You need to watch what you eat because of a special edition of this cereal was produced in which marshmallow keys appeared indoors. What is the name of this cereal? Once again, question five of hour 38. A breakfast cereal warns readers in print advertising to watch what you eat. You need to watch what you eat because of a special edition of this cereal was produced in which marshmallow keys appeared indoors. What is the name of this cereal? Good luck, trivia players. And we're working on question five of hour 38. A breakfast cereal warns readers in print advertising to watch what you eat. You need to watch what you eat because of a special edition of this cereal was produced in which marshmallow keys appeared indoors. What is the name of this cereal? Good luck.
Wop, 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 wop just begun. We're all over and having fun. Joe's all alone and he wants to be kissed. But Mary's in the corner and she's doing a twist. So let's shout,
shout.
Turn that jukebox up mighty loud and let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on, shout,
shout.
On Saturday night now, we're having a time, so let's shout.
Shout, knock it all out, come on, yell, yell. Hard as well, you got scream, scream, you know what I mean. Put it on a dime in the wrecking machine.
Hey, do the fly with our hands in the sky. Yeah, foot stomping, baby, just to you and I. School was out about a quarter to three. And we're having fun, not playing to see. So let's shout,
shout.
All right, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 5 of hour 38. A breakfast cereal warns readers in print advertising to watch what you eat. You need to watch what you eat because of a special edition of this cereal was produced in which marshmallow keys appeared indoors. What is the name of this cereal? The answer to this question is Lucky Charms. Once again, the answer to question 5 of hour 38, Lucky Charms. We'll move on to question 6 of hour 38. What is the name of the registered breakfast cereal manufacturer which told readers the following? We can't simplify your life, but we can simplify your breakfast. Once again, question 6 of hour 38. What is the name of the registered breakfast cereal manufacturer which told readers the following? We can't simplify your life, but we can simplify your breakfast. Good luck.
Yeah.
right, folks, we are working on question number 6 of our 38. What is the name of the registered breakfast cereal manufacturer which told readers the following? We can't simplify your life, but we can simplify your breakfast. Good luck. Cry if you want to, but that is it for question number 6 of our 38. What is the name of the registered breakfast cereal manufacturer which told readers the following? We can't simplify your life, but we can simplify your breakfast. The answer to question 6 of our 38 is Post. Once again, the answer to question 6 of our 38 is Post. And we will move on to question number 7 of our 38. Need a well-lubed pan when making pancakes for the team? Well, you want the only no-stick spray with flour. What is the registered name of what is advertised as the only no-stick spray with flour? Good luck. I'm going to come back and read that question one more time. Need a well-lubed pan when making pancakes for the team? Well, you want the only no-stick spray with flour. What is the registered name and what is the registered name of what is advertised as the only no-stick spray with flour? Good luck.
Hey, pretty baby. Hey, baby. Don't you hear the drummer thumping? Hey, you gotta shake it like a crazy. Hey, baby. I call the band and saying something.
All right, we're working on question 7 of hour 38. Need a well-lubed pan when making pancakes for the team? Well, you want the only no-stick spray with flour. What is the registered name of what is advertised as the only no-stick spray with flour? Good luck. And that is it for question 7 of hour 38. Need a well-lubed pan when making pancakes for the team? Well, you want the only no-stick spray with flour. What is the registered name of what is advertised as the only no-stick spray with flour? The answer to question 7 of hour 38 is Baker's Joy. Once again, the answer to question 7 of hour 38 is Baker's Joy. Moving on, question 8 of hour 38. After breakfast, you'll need to put the tablecloth and cloth napkins into the wash. If you are smart, you will put them into a high-performance machine that runs as smooth as a luxury coupe. What is the brand and model of dishwasher which makes this claim in print advertising? Once again, question 8 of hour 38. After breakfast, you'll need to put the tablecloth and cloth napkins into the wash. If you are smart, you will put them into a high-performance machine that runs as smooth as a luxury coupe. What is the brand and model of dishwasher which makes this claim in print advertising? Good luck!
Yes, I will try my hand. course I can dance, of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance, I can dance.
And we're working on question 8 of hour 38. After breakfast, you'll need to put the tablecloth and cloth napkins into the wash. If you are smart, you will put them into a high-performance machine that runs as smooth as a luxury coupe. What is the brand and model of dishwasher which makes this claim in print advertising? Good luck, trivia players! Hooah!
I think I'm turning Japanese.
down, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 8 of hour 38. After breakfast, you'll need to put the tablecloth and cloth napkins into the wash. If you are smart, you will put them into a high-performance machine that runs as smooth as a luxury coupe. What is the brand and model of dishwasher which makes this claim in print advertising? The answer to question 8 of hour 38 is General Electric, and we're accepting GE as well. Once again, the answer to question 8 of hour 38 is General Electric or GE.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association will remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Connor Godfrey. Police have cited a 42-year-old Pennsylvania woman for disorderly conduct after she called 911 requesting a divorce and police assistance to make her husband leave. Troopers say the woman just called just after 1 a.m. Saturday, asking that officers be sent to her home in Girard Township in northwestern Pennsylvania. Police say they explained to the woman, whom they are not identifying, that a divorce is a civil matter and that they could not make her husband leave the residence because no crime has been committed. Instead, police have cited the woman for disorderly conduct and misusing the Erie County 911 system. We'll look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it is cloudy with a 50% chance of precipitation. It's 30 degrees outside. All the top five teams, the point values from Hour 37 and Question 1 of Hour 39 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc. This is Man Boy from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
What's your team name?
Anybody mind if I?
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Foghorn Leghorn.
What? Summarize this year's contest in 3 words.
I am tired.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Terrible. Everyone's, like, dead and not awake at all.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What's next?
Lots of crazy adventures and fun stuff.
What's your strategy for this year's contest?
Keep as many people awake as possible.
What is your team's slogan?
I had eggs for breakfast.
You have to form a basketball team to defeat the Monstars. Who do you put on your team?
You say basketball team?
Yeah, the Monstars from Space Jam. All right, never mind.
Yeah, I don't really know. Basketball.
What does your team do to stay in peak physical condition?
Well, run if people get bored of doing things.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
11.
Why is that?
11 is just a cool number.
I agree. Who's had the least amount of sleep on your team?
Me. I'm living on an hour of sleep, and I think that's pretty obvious.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Dylan Shanahan. Thank you for playing Trivia 44. Bye.
Bye.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-724-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM.
Have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local bank. Owned and operated Log Cabin Bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 38 is What's Up Pickles? To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your